We now have a variety of planning and development stories from around Norwich. There is pressure to get a new railway station in Broadland Business Park. However, a planned state-of-the-art city venue called Block Norwich looks set to be scrapped. There are new plans for the closed pub called The Buck in Thorpe St Andrew, but they are opposed by some of the local residents. A new vision for Anglia Square has been put forward by a campaign group who do not like the Western Homes proposal. Ruth will start with news of a proposed new railway station for Norwich.
Pressure to get a new £20 million railway station on the edge of Norwich is mounting, with the owners of the business park where it would be built backing the idea. The possibility of creating a rail halt at Broadland Business Park has been mooted for a number of years, but they have been given fresh impetus in recent months. The area to the northeast of Norwich is earmarked for more than 13,000 homes in the years ahead, while Broadland and South Norfolk councils are moving into the former Aviva Horizon Centre at the park. And business park bosses have backed ongoing talks over the new station, confirming they are keeping land free so it could be built. In 2016, Broadland District Council carried out a feasibility study and said there was a strong business case for the station. The idea was that the station would be a new stop on the line between Norwich, Cromer and Sheringham, but would also open up rail connections via Norwich to other parts of the county.
A planned state-of-the-art city venue with auditorium, stage and food court looks set to be scrapped. Team Partner 3 was granted planning approval in December 2021 for the Block Norwich venue on land off Mountergate. The vision was to create an entertainment site made from shipping containers with a 300-seater auditorium, stage and food court. But Director Paul Gregg said the scheme has now reached a sticking point, which could mean developers give up on the venue. He said, "The council has been quite difficult. We have not really got an answer for them. We got planning permission and then asked the council to do some remedial work to the site, which they have not agreed to. This was very upsetting. We've been asking them since last year." The City Council has said it has not introduced any obstacles to the scheme and was supportive of the plans. Mr. Gregg has spent £50,000 so far on the scheme, which included the planning application stage. He said, "Without the support of the council, we can't do these jobs. We would just pass on it." It comes as Stop the Block campaigners had previously called for the venue to be scrapped before it received planning permission, due to fears over late night noise near homes during the week.
Questions have been raised over fresh options put forward for the future of an abandoned pub on the edge of the city. The Buck, in the heart of Thorpe St Andrew, is a listed building dating back to the 12th century, which has been vacant since 2019. A new planning application has been submitted for the pub by property management company Black Orange Investments. The company is proposing a refurbishment and a change of use from a pub to a cafe with hot food takeaway and space for retail or office purposes. Options put forward as part of this include a nail salon, beauticians, massage therapist, hair salon and a golf simulator. Patsy Dashwood, former landlady of the Buck, whose home overlooks the building, is unhappy about the new plans. She said, "It's just stupid. They included the idea of a nail salon, but we have got one a stone's throw away already. The same with the cafe."
A campaign group has stood up to a developer by tabling its detailed alternative vision for the redevelopment of Anglia Square. Western Homes has already submitted plans to Norwich City Council in April for up to 1,100 homes, as well as retail and commercial space at the 11.5-acre site. But now, Save Britain's Heritage has drawn up its own plans, which the group states provides a more sympathetic, contextual and lower-rise development based around streets. This alternative vision proposes 773 new homes with direct access to outdoor space at street level. The majority of these homes would be two-bed apartments and would be four stories or less. Designed by London-based Ash Sakula Architects, the plans include continued accommodation for the Men's Shed charity, as well as a 200 square metres community hall and 48 new workshops and artists' studios. The vision would also retain the cluster of historic buildings around Pitt Street at the southwestern corner of Anglia Square, which survived both Second World War bombing and the area's major redevelopment in the 1960s. These buildings, three of which have been submitted to Historic England as potential listing, include the potential remains of the 11th century Anglo-Saxon church of St Olaf's. Save Britain's Heritage and Norwich Historic Churches Trust have both sought to protect this recently identified site from demolition. Western Homes has previously said it would not comment on matters around Anglia Square while its application goes through the planning process. A decision on Western Homes' application is expected from Norwich City Council in autumn 2022.
Well, that's it for part one of Chatterbox this week. Your readers were Paul Henderson and myself, Ruth Murray. Part two will follow immediately with Information Desk, two more sets of news and two more features.